We have no sponsors. This is just a demo of what deep learning can do. Ha ha ha.
To summarize, it is important to realize there are differences when it comes to women's training, and these need to be factored into the programming. While there are differences in how men and women can be trained to get the best results, they are likely not the ones that you would expect. This seems to be one of the only differences in training between men and women. There are, as you should know by now, a number of key differences in the way men and women react generally to stress. I want to stress that these are dynamics that can manifest themselves in any relationship, not unique to the male's strength over the female. Many women that I coach are stronger now than their husbands, and it is a really interesting situation, to say the least. In fact, I have not even told some women I ultimately expect them to be stronger. A lot of women are under the impression that they should be lifting lighter weights with higher reps in order to build strength. Many women are worried weight training is going to turn them into some kind of hulkhead, so they are spending hours doing cardio in an effort to keep feminine figures. Most women are intuitively aware of their strengths at the gym, yet are constantly told to train as men. They will listen to you if you take your time and explain why you are doing what you are doing. Engage each one of the women, treat them as if they are the most important people in the room. Also, and this is something that shocks most men the first time they hear this, you have the responsibility of training women. Training women, particularly in an indirect way, and with her never even knowing, needs to be a cornerstone to the way that you engage with your opposite sex. All these are big, important tips any coach working with women clients should remember. I usually will begin women off with some bodyweight movements in order to teach them to get control over their bodies. I check the muscle fiber type profiles of all of my clients, and women are typically able to perform a higher number of repetitions with a given intensity than men. During explosive exercises with a very high training intensity, such as powerlifting, men can perform more reps than women. Taking this leads to poorer training adaptations to explosive exercises for women. For instance, women do not gain as much protein from their muscles following a high-intensity sprint compared to men. This is surprising, since women do build as much muscle protein after conventional resistance training as men. The fact is that women simply do not have the hormonal support needed to build mass the way men do. Women do not require the amount of rest that men need to do the same amount of training relative to their strength. Another line of research supporting women being able to handle greater volumes is studies in which women responded better than men to the training. Another point worth making is that women can possibly recover faster from training than men. A theory as to why could be because estrogen has protective effects on muscles, potentially speeding up recovery and repairs after training. Women seem to have better results using heavier weights with less repetitions, while it does not appear to make much difference to men in terms of the number of repetitions they select. Because women are not responsive as well to high-intensity interval training, stable-state cardio works best for them. It is just unnecessary when strength training will give you the best results in less time. The need follows from the last point, as women will not be able to fully recruit and activate their muscles in the same efficient way men do, so slightly higher sets and reps would benefit. Because women have more slower twitch muscles, they should train their type 1 fibers more frequently than men in order to reach full growth potential. This means women can train with much lower rest periods without sacrificing muscle tissue and training loads, instead burning more fat for fuel. In fact, they should intentionally use shorter rest periods to capitalize on their ability to burn fat more efficiently than men do during training to build their physique. Most women that I begin working with know what they want, but they do not know how to achieve it, and it all starts with how much time they have each day. Most women do not even know what that means, let alone what it involves. You want to look great, feel great, and be healthy when you are doing it, yet far too many women.
And, sadly, their coaches do not seem to understand the process through which it all happens. It is a common misperception, not just among women, that working out should make you exhausted, and that if you are not leaving the gym feeling this way, then your session was not good. However, you would be surprised at just how beneficial, during the early stages of a relationship or FWB arrangement, blowing the girl away and heading into the gym to get in a heavy lift, you are either training your woman and fixing your relationship, or you are just letting her continue walking all over you, and hoping for the best. It is that latter strategy that makes her yours to do as you please. Being tied down with a powerful, dominating man your woman cannot be moved by is going to be the best thing that could have happened to her. Because there is nothing that makes a woman happier than knowing that she is with a strong, dominant man. This is all for today, friends. My name is Elaine and this was episode 1 of 1, How to Train a Woman. See ya next time.